from the Commercium Society here at St. Xavier's College, Mumbai. I'm Krisha Gandhi, and this is the FinFeens Playbook. When one of the biggest conglomerates in India leapfrogged into the Indian telecom scene, no one expected it to quickly and completely rattle the industry. A dream long held, Jio was the vision of Mukesh Ambani that revolutionized the way Indians consume data. After cornering the market with the cheapest data prices and spurring an all-out price war with their rivals, listen as we deconstruct how three letters dominated an entire industry and sealed its position for years to come. We go all the way back to 1980. India's telecom scene is a far cry away from one of innovation or progress. In the era of License Raj, with its ironclad fist wrapped around the telecom industry, the government's monopoly left a crumbling tele-infrastructure, an underserviced population, and a highly rigid bureaucracy in its wake. Until, on July 24, 1991, an Oxford-trained economist entered the parliament with the budget documents and a plan that would forever change India. The LPG plan was the much-needed boost to what was hereto a starving sector. The national telecom policy was a game-changer. For the first time, it opened up the telecom industry to private players and ushered in the zeitgeist that defined the period of expansion and innovation. What ensued was decades of expanding consumer choices. FDI flowed in, competition flourished, and infrastructure bloomed, all of which empowered and connected people across India. By 2016, the telecom industry was crowded, with more than 10 mobile carriers, Bharti Airtel, Idea, Vodafone, Aircel, BSNL, and Telenor. India's market was a source of envy, its potential a fruit ripe for picking. The Indian telecom industry was a sleeping giant, and it was ready to be woken up by Jio. Starts with a 4G spectrum auction that knocked down the likes of Vodafone, Idea, and Airtel with a feather. In June of 2010, the e-auction of the 4G spectrum had concluded with a little-known internet service provider called Infotel Broadband Services Private Limited, or IBSPL, trumping bigger rivals to emerge as the winner. Telecom services were understandably caught off guard. Listed as the 150th internet service provider in India, IBSPL was only worth 2.5 crore. By 2013, IBSPL came to be known by another name, one that would be on everyone's lips for the years to come. IBSPL was renamed Reliance Jio Infocom Limited. Was 2002. Airtel's Bharti Enterprises became the first Indian telecom to go public. Elsewhere, Dhirubhai Ambani, the patriarch of the Ambani family, died from a stroke. To coincide with his 70th birthday, Mukesh Ambani, chairman and managing director of Reliance Industries, rolled out Reliance's inaugural telecom venture, Reliance India Mobile. Akin to Jio's rollout, the launch saw free handsets handed out and fiercely competitive prices. And thus, the moves that sealed Jio's place in the market 20 years later would first come into play in 2002. Even back then, Reliance bet big on its internet services to rake in more customers in what would become the totem of Jio's strategy. Mukesh Ambani had steered the telecom business of Reliance, and he long dreamed of connecting an erstwhile underserviced population. His dreams would, however, have to be put on hold. With the paterfamilias passing, the two brothers were embroiled in a bitter public dispute on who would take over the business. This ultimately culminated in the split of Reliance. Mukesh Ambani took over the petrochemicals division under RIL, while the telecom business went to Anil Ambani under Reliance Communications. It did not end there. You see, part of this concord was the guarantee that each brother would not enter the other's business. And so, Mukesh Ambani would have to wait in the wings for the next 5 years. When the year 2010 ushered in, so did a new era for Mukesh Ambani. The two brothers withdrew the non-compete clause. The older brother was finally going to realize his dreams. Which now brings us to the 2010 4G spectrum auction. Long-term planning and hiring of executives, who were the cream of the crop, set the stage for the newly acquired IBSPL to take the form of Reliance Jio Infocom. Jio. Reliance had been building the infrastructure to provide 4G services over many years prior to Jio's inauguration. With almost $42 billion invested towards next-generation wireless broadband and cellular infrastructure, Jio constructed new cell towers linked through fiber-optic cables. Jio resurrected the same strategy it had employed 20 years back. To enjoy Jio's 4G services, customers would need to be provided with a crucial tool, smartphones. And so they were. Jio set up a network of 150,000 retailers to sell and service smartphones. But the true might of Jio came through when it provided free calls, ambitious data plans at cutthroat competitive prices, and a free initiation period for new customers. But gaining a sizable customer base was not all that Jio had up its sleeve. It also wanted to build a suite of applications offering on-demand video streaming, instant messaging, digital payments, e-commerce, and cloud computing. Connecting the population. That was Mukesh Ambani's dream. And connect he did. With the vast majority of Indians using the internet primarily through their phones, the ordinary citizen had a host of services. Jio TV, Jio Chat, Jio Mart, Jio Money. All of that just one step away.
With the Jio welcome offer, firstly, every Indian gets to enjoy Jio digital life.
It's the Jio bonanza. Mukesh Ambani rattles the telecom space with his disruptive plan to offer free voice calls, SMS and roaming. And data tariff capped at 50 rupees per GB. Hopes to garner 100 million customers in record time.
The Mittal family finds itself in a unique spot even as father Sunil Mittal's Airtel takes Mukesh Ambani head on in a bitter battle.
Incumbent telecom operators won't drop their guard as Rel Jio prepares to disrupt the market.
For Jio's rivals, quite simply, it became a question of survival. with its striking offers of 1 GB data use every day for 84 days and unlimited calling, competitors were bleeding money to match Jio's offers. Never before had an Indian telecom offered free calls for any duration. For Jio, unlimited calls were simply a given. What they really competed with were their data services. The price wars that ensued were thus aptly named Data Wars. Jio's arrival was quite the phenomenon. Penetrating the market in such a short span of time and transforming the very structure of the Indian telecom industry. With its launch, Jio did something no telecom had ever done before. With free voice calls and incredulous data plans, it satiated the hunger for fast and cheap internet that attracted millions of Indians. Unsurprisingly, Jio drew a staggering 100 million users in under 6 months, a growth which was said to be even faster than that of Facebook and WhatsApp. Jio's spate of smartphones and high-speed 4G caused a huge jump in the consumption of online content. Within 6 months of the launch, India's data consumption jumped 6 times to 120 crore GB. Soon, India became the largest market for data consumption in the world, and Jio, the country's biggest provider of broadband internet. Jio's innovative services and aggressive market campaigns caused a full-blooded competition in the telecom industry. Survival necessitated competitors to follow suit and alter their business models or lose their customer base entirely. On the threat of losing out to Jio, rivals were forced to offer low-cost tariffs and free voice calls, a notion that was unheard of before Jio. But it came at a cost. Companies like Airtel, Vodafone, and BSNL were bleeding money. Jio, on the other hand, had Reliance's massive cash flow to cushion it. Again, the sheer ingenuity and strategic planning enabled Jio to tide losses and keep at a model that was arguably unsustainable for its rivals. Eventually, though, it got to them. The years that followed Jio's launch were marked by mergers and acquisitions. Aircel filed for bankruptcy after mounting a debt of 50,000 crore rupees. Tata Teleservices and Telenor also shut shop and merged with Bharti Airtel. Vodafone and Idea famously joined together in 2018, creating the biggest telecom company at the time. By the end of 2018, only three remained: Bharti Airtel, Vodafone Idea, and Jio. Jio has caused, one needn't look too far. Reconciling with Jio's low prices came with a steep cost for its rivals. According to a 2021 report by The Tri, Airtel and Vodafone both lost over 40 lakh subscribers each, while Jio wrestled away 35 lakh subscribers under its belt. An industry once led by the likes of Vodafone and Idea was completely upended, with Jio now at the helm, controlling over 35% of the market. Airtel, as we all know, took a hit in its profits, but still managed to fare better than Vodafone, even if only to keep its head above the water. Vodafone, though, not so much. Its infamous financial woes seemed to pull them closer and closer underwater. With the piano of eroding revenue strapped to its back, we have started to feel the heat. especially in the face of arguably insurmountable odds. Left to its own devices, it may just go down under. It is yet to be seen whether help in the way of government relief may indeed come Wei's way. Much could be said about Jio too. Despite its increasing market share and profits, its cash burn is one of the highest in the industry, while ROIs have been low. It could be argued that Jio is currently focused more on building up economies of scale and less so on keeping customers that sign up to stick with it. And so, understandably, doubt has been cast on the long-term viability of Jio's strategy. With more than $36 billion pumped into Jio, one would expect better ROIs. Regardless, Jio is in a far better state to weather the effects of the cutthroat competition through cross-subsidizing from Reliance's other divisions. The question still remains, how long would this work before reality dawns? So where does this leave us? With the cash-strapped Wei and the public sector carriers BSNL and MTNL fading into irrelevance, what could Wei make of the telecom industry? An industry that was once freed from being pinned under the license raj, an industry which flourished with fair competition, but now seems to head towards a duopoly. What of the ideals of expanding consumers' choices and healthy market competition that were the bastions championed by the 1991 liberalization policies? For now, we can only sit back and watch as the fate of these three giants unfolds.
Playbook is brought to you by ThinkBiz, the official blog of the Commercium Society. Follow FinFiend's Playbook on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. Check out the ThinkBiz blog for all things business and follow Commercium on Instagram at Commercium Xavier's for updates on events, workshops, and more. Head over to our blog and read our latest piece on whether collaborative consumption is here to stay. Commerce is hard. Let's talk about it on the FinFiends Playbook.